Good afternoon, Hollis.
Good afternoon, Brooke.
And what inspired you to conduct this study into birdsong?
Well, I had an epiphany on my first trip to Australia back in 2001. I was in Western Australia on a remote sheep station, and I heard pied butcher birds singing a trio, and it was absolutely magical. It was like a jazz flutist in the tree times three.
Oh, wow. And what does birdsong refer to?
Songs are different from calls. Calls are assumed to be innate or somewhat innate, but songbirds learn their songs. And with the pied butcher bird, all the species, all the individuals sing differently one from another.
And does birdsong constitute music?
Well, I mean, I think musicians have for centuries, if not forever, been inspired by birdsong, and so have artists and philosophers and everyday folks. And I don't think it was even a question that I thought was the most important question when I first began my research, but I found so many people that pushed back against the possibility, and they only wanted music to be human, that I just started keeping a list and whether it made sense or not. And to me, I seem to have been able to disprove any kind of claims of it not being music, just with the one species, the pied butcher bird.
Yeah, well, it definitely is a beautiful sound. What is the function of music for birds?
Well, there's been a lot of study on just a few species, so we don't really know to generalize on these few. It does seem like it's clear that birdsong does serve to help a bird get a territory and a mate. But when you get open-ended learners like the pied butcher bird that are improvising and inventing and transforming, and likely sometimes even getting it wrong, you have to wonder if it doesn't really exceed what is necessary just to have those functions taken care of. And of course, function and aesthetics are not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, definitely. And what are the commonalities between birdsong and the music produced by humans?
Well, what a great question, Brooke. And it really would depend on the species and the bird who's singing. But we do find, just in speaking in general terms, that ideas of repetition and variation and shape and balance can be very similar in different species of songbirds as well. And, of course, we don't hear so much of that in the birds that sing fast and high because it's just too fast for our ears and our brain to process. But for the pied butcher bird that sings much lower and slower, it's much easier to hear. And, of course, I analyze it as well, and I transcribe it and put it into notation. And sometimes I even ask human musicians to play it at concerts.
Oh, wow. And how might birdsong influence and inspire our composition of music?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, that inspired a lot of composers. My goal has been a sort of different one, Brooke, which is to change it as little as possible. So I'm not trying to improve on pied butcher bird song. I'm trying to just celebrate and illuminate it. So a lot of my compositions, or what I call recompositions, are just pretty close to what the birds have already done. And in fact, I've got a really exciting piece that I've done for the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra and Genevieve Lacey, a recordist, who's a great recorder virtuoso. And that will be October 21 in Adelaide.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It definitely has been wonderful and a very interesting story.
Thanks, Brooke.